The Deer Camp, a memoir of a father, a family, and the land that healed them. It's the latest book by Michigan native Dean Kuypers. Stateside's book critic Keith Taylor has this review of Kuypers' memoir about his childhood spent with his father and brothers in rural West Michigan.
Tolstoy famously wrote that all happy families are like one another. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. The last part of that sentence certainly seems to apply to the West Michigan family Dean Kuypers describes in his new memoir, The Deer Camp. The family is not poverty-stricken. Kuypers' father clearly did well enough financially, and even though he was never generous, the financial difficulties the sons face feel almost chosen. The father has a superficial piety that keeps him away from substance abuse, but seems to allow him infidelities and the psychological, even physical abuse of his children. The distance he creates between himself and his sons seems almost insurmountable. But the happiness, even the joy, that rises out of this book also seems unique. Even in the first half, when their lives seem impossible and almost beyond redemption, Dean Kuypers and his brothers find their own slightly oblique ways to support each other through substance abuse, mental illness, and their inabilities, much like their father's, to form lasting relationships. After all their fights and problems, these four men recognize they have a commitment to each other when they realize they have a similar commitment to a small plot of land many miles north of their homes in Kalamazoo, up closer to Ludington, on the southern edge of the Manistee National Forest. It is there, at the deer camp, where the book finds its heart. It is there that the relationship between the three brothers and their father can begin to heal. The small hunting retreat they buy is 95 acres of scrubby third-growth forest. The land has been over-farmed and abused by chemicals. Large stands of non-native trees have taken root where nothing else will. It is a sandy, windswept place surrounded by swamps and filled with mosquitoes. It is the kind of place anyone who has driven back roads in north-central Michigan will recognize in a minute. It is a landscape that many of us, against all reason, have come to love. As Dean and his brothers find ways to reinvigorate the land, the game species they want to hunt, the woodcock, the ruffed grouse, even the white-tailed deer, come back, healthy and plentiful. And that isn't all. As Kuypers writes, a new affection flowed out of the sand and trees and grew thick among us. As important and as moving as the family saga is, the author isn't content with leaving it focused simply on them. Throughout the book, he searches for larger answers to the problems that split this family and to the place that seems to have healed them. Near the end, he quotes a Native American educator who points out that the Okanagan word for the human body and its senses translates as land dreaming capacity. I read this, Kuypers writes, and cheered, and it stayed with me forever. She didn't mean dreaming like a story that is born in your mind and seems isolated to your private thoughts. She meant the kind of dream that interprets information flowing in from elsewhere. In this lovely memoir, it is information from a restored piece of land that goes a long way to healing the relationship between a father and his sons.
That was writer Keith Taylor with his review of Dean Kuypers' latest book, his memoir, The Deer Camp.